So, what'd y'all think about Saturday night main event?
Well, it's not good.
But who the hell cares?
It's about how we all felt. Welcome back.
Yeah.
This was atrocious.
Unfortunately for all the listeners, no Ken tonight, even though me and Ken went 5 for 5 on all the matches. No surprise to anyone. This was the most predictable pay-per-view or TV show of all time.
Yeah, putting this on Peacock is diabolical.
That shit is gross.
Yeah. No Ken tonight. He might show up later. He kind of has a knack of doing that, but
you know, better late than pregnant.
It's Mo, Dakota, and John tonight. We'll run through the card and I guess get out of here.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
give a review at the end of it.
It's gonna be a quick one.
We'll go ahead and start off with Jesse Ventura making a. Oh man. We'll go ahead and start off with Jesse Ventura making a rare appearance. First time he's been on WWE TV in 40 years.
He's too busy doing government things.
Yeah. Pat McAfee also made a rare appearance as well.
Well, football season's almost done. We know he's coming back to Raw full time.
Yep. You know what? I'm going to add this into one of the bright spots. Drew McIntyre defeats Sami Zayn.
If they had Sami beat Drew, I'd be done with wrestling.
Good.
Yep. We also got to see...
Sorry.
If Sami beat Drew, I'd be on here talking about how I lost my smile.
So... Me and Ken were talking about if Sami wins, this is essentially burying Drew because he's lost his last two feuds. But, you know, thank God he got the win.
But what do we do next for Drew?
He said he's on to the next one, which probably is one of the Usos.
Okay, more specifically, probably.
He's the only one fit to compete.
Well, I mean, he can go after Jimmy and then Jay and then Roman because he said one down, four to go. I don't know who the other four are, but you know,
unless you're gonna run it back with CM.
Hope not.
Do we have another piece of jewelry?
They're going to fight over an anal bead.
Kilt on a pole match.
An anal bead is thick.
Loser gets it ripped out of him like a lawnmower cord.
Showed a few Hall of Famers in the crowd. We got to see Tito Santana, Rich Herring, and Jimmy Hart. Oh, that was cool.
Nah, fuck them all, geezers. I'm sorry, my bad.
Whoa.
Damn.
I didn't mean it, my...
Mo said... That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West side, bad
boy killers. You know what you're gonna see, this niggas we bringing to you. Christmas ain't gonna be Christmassy. I'm just... My bad.
And it ain't like they brought out Hulk Hogan. Goddamn.
It'd be a different use of the N-word.
Oh.
These niggas taking a spine out of it. Oh.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Next, we had the Women's Championship match. Probably the most predictable match.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That basically summed up the finish of this. Liv Morgan defeats Io Sky.
Liz knows got to be broke.
So we have the slow-mo footage on our Twitter account. Go check that out. That nose is broke.
Io Sky said, Konnichiwa. Or whatever another Asian word is. I don't know. Godzilla.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Io Sky said, a Hyundai Sonata.
Okay, that's enough. Her nose is broke, and then Rhea showed up in the entrance way to, I guess, pop the crowd and to scare Liv. Oh
my God, who the hell cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, running this back for the 10th time.
Only thing I cared about was seeing Rhea carry EO out. That's all I cared about. Other than that, don't care.
It should have been me. Either position.
Anywho, next we had the World Heavyweight Championship match where Finn Balor yet again loses a world title match. This was against Damian Priest, Gunther, and Finn Balor. Of course, Gunther retains.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther made quick work of this at the very end of this. This was
squash match.
Basically.
Like, I don't know what we do with him. I don't know what we do with him. Like, what do we do? I think they out of ideas on what to do with him.
Have him lose to Super Cena? I have no idea.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine. You just can't get into it because they would never understand.
They would never understand.
What inning are we in?
Third inning, probably.
Brother, this is Juan Soto signing $765 million with the Mets. This shit is done. There's no more innings left for this.
One bright spot of the night.
I mean, I do know who Gunther can fight next before we leave.
From the kingdom of heaven, please welcome God.
Just needed an excuse for that.
Yeah. Next, we had the Women's United States Championship match. Chelsea Green defeats Mee Chin.
Stand of applause, goddammit.
The one bright spot of the entire show.
She fucking deserved it. I don't even know where the fuck Mee Chin came from, but goddammit.
How long I've been waiting for this. Woo, I'm about to make a name for myself, yeah.
I don't think you guys walk away from this.
You just make sure people know what happened here today.
You know, we could have had Chelsea Green versus Tiffany Stratton and tore the house down. No, we had to have Mee Chin in this.
You know, just thinking about that match.
Or, you know, it would have been nice to see Tiffany, like, cash in after the EO and Liv match, but whatever, you know. They're gonna use it on Big Back Nia.
Big Back Nia, that's crazy.
Oh, but when I talk about Nia Jax, it's a problem.
That's because you go on 5-minute rants. I just kept it quick.
Hey, you say it every episode. Mo does it every once a month.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey. He's got the soundboard. He's got all the power. I got nothing to say.
The power.
From the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Anyways, we got another couple of Hall of Famers showing the crowd. Greg the Hammer Valentine and Coco Beware.
Yeah, Coco Beware the goat.
Yeah, I think I've used him as a reference way too many times on this show, but it is what it is.
Indubitably.
Unfortunately, we're on to the main event. The only good part about... Oh my god,
who the hell cares?
This motherfucker.
I mean, it sums up the whole thing, honestly.
It's not you. It's them.
No, it's not you. It's somehow Tony Khan's fault.
This is still going to outdraw AEW
by I can shit live on Twitter, and I'll have more of a viewing than AEW. In fact, we'll test it. Give me the cheap pop Twitter.
All right.
I'm going to take a live shit and see if it gets more views than AEW.
All you need is 100,000, and you got to beat.
OVW.
At least we know the people in OVW. Personally, honestly, that's crazy. Anyways, Cody came out with the Winged Eagle belt, I guess, for one night only. And, I mean, beat Kevin Owens after killing a referee twice. Then one came back from the dead and made a three count. Jesse Ventura's commentary on this made this match so much better.
I didn't get to hear any of the commentary.
So after he took out the first referee and Cody was counted out, Jesse's yelling into the mic, "Kevin's already won. What are we doing?"
He really did.
Kevin's won. They counted to three. Yeah, well, he kept saying it over and over. And then the next one came in and he was like, "Cody's taking out the referees. Kevin's won this match." And I'm like, this guy gets it. been away for 40 years and still gets it.
Who'd they have him commentate with?
I think McAfee and Cole.
And say, did he just join the desk?
Yep.
We get any, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. If you listen to my conspiracy theory TV show, Cody with the Cody Cutter.
He did have a hilarious take during this 2 hour shit show.
Did he call AEW a bunch of slack jawed words?
No, he didn't say that. He said, Dominic Mysterio can really pick him, can't he?
Dominic and Mysterio.
You know, Tom and Nick.
Yeah. But I mean that was the whole show. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish with this, but they did it. I just wasted
2 hours of my life watching that shit, man.
And the shit
had commercials in it. It had commercials.
The audacity.
So, the last match was about to happen with... It was at 9:30, so I was expecting some sort of return. Did we get that? Absolutely not.
We got nothing?
We got nothing. We got a borderline house show live on public television.
I don't know who booked this shit.
Why are you gay?
Pretty much. Like,
but if you just want to take the rest of the year off until you come back to Raw after New Year's, that's fine. Just tell us. It's cool. Don't do this bullshit.
I have no explanation of how the hell they made it so damn predictable.
Made it predictable in the fact we had to pay to watch this shit.
Embarrassing!
Wait, y'all paid to watch this shit? I thought it was just your basic cable.
You have cable?
No, I have YouTube TV, but you get what I'm saying.
Shit, YouTube TV about to get the fuck out of here, too. Raising them goddamn prices again.
Oh, my God. I got that email today, and I really thought about canceling.
Motherfuckers. I almost called them the N-word with the hard ER.
Can I do it?
No.
Man, I don't care what you do in the privacy of your home, but don't do that. Don't do that on here.
Yeah, don't do it. But I mean, do it in traffic, but don't do it.
Man, shit's about to get real weird in the bedroom here in about 30 minutes in. Mo gave me permission.
Just screaming that while doing it with a white woman would just be crazy.
You heard the nigga?
This man's going to do a reenactment of Django.
which one of now it's going to be like the movie Life. Which one of y'all is the father of this here child? I can't lie, boss. That younger man belonged to me. I be the father of that younger boss. Any fool can see that one mine. Hi to Pappy. All right, I'm done.
Anyways, show grades.
I'm going to give it Miller High Life that's set in the sun for about 6 hours.
I'll do you one better. I'll give you a 4-day-old 5-layer burrito.
I'll do you one better. I'll give it the 19th Amendment.
All right. I'm going to at least get to my punchline before you just start throwing in. Anyways, you're gonna have to warm it up. It's not going to be fully cooked. It's not going to be fully cooked in the middle. And you're going to shit after. That's about how this pay-per-view went.
Disgusting.
Yeah, like the 19th Amendment, you know, just completely ruined the country.
Coincidence? I think not.
I have a whole slideshow. How much time you got?
No, we're ending this shit right now.
2.5 days later, we're still recording.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, Ken, what's your thoughts?
You want Ken's thoughts? It's what the fuck is this?
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit. I'm horny as fuck, man. I'm a freak, man. Like, for real.
He saw Cody with the wing angle, and he's just been fucking gooning ever since.
Yeah, he's seen Cody come out with the old belt and is doing backflips in his basement as we speak.
He lost his 40-day edging streak when he saw Cody with that belt.
40-day? Oh, my God.
Ken's a professional gooner, I'm telling you.
Hilarious.
Anyways, that's our show. This was something.
Yep, transition music.
This was...
Hey,
this
Dad.
Is like going to go see Craven. Like, this shit is ass.
Oh, don't tell me Craven's ass. I had hopes for that movie.
Everybody who has seen it says it's awful. I'm going to take their word for it.
If it got an 8% on Rotten, I'm like, all right, bro.
I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes because it's Rotten Tomatoes said Venom was shit, and I loved Venom, the first one.
See? But even the first one, it feels like a 50%. Like, oh, it's up to you. That's fine. But you get 8%? That is fucking wild.
Just give all these characters back to Marvel and let them do the thing.
When I hear that people were laughing at a serious movie, that's a problem.
How do you fuck up Craven?
They did. Anyways, go ahead and follow us everywhere you do social media at Cheap Pop Productions. Twitter cut out all the bots for the most part. So our followers got cut in half.
Damn.
Must have been a bunch of porn bots anyway.
Probably. You had the AEW fans following us that finally got rid of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way those were real people, let's be honest.
Yeah, porn bots, it's all right. Whatever.
I mean, you know, it makes toilet time a little interesting. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah. Also, follow us on TikTok or Pop This Potty for the cheap.
Dirt cheap.
Our Dia Jax video has more views than about 5 weeks worth of AEW.
It's probably got better ratings than this past episode of WWE, too, honestly. Shit. It's all shit.
Yeah. It was like, Christmas in like 2 weeks, New Year's in three. We out. Let's be out.
It was about as bad as my Heisman Trophy presentation.
I don't get me started on this bullshit.
But he played in the MWAC or whatever the fuck it is, whatever conference it is. I feel like, who cares? He ran for like 3,000 yards, bro.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to get out of here. Whatever sound Dakota plays next doesn't reflect the views of me and Mo, so.
It might.
I mean, maybe. It's classified. Go ahead, Dakota.
Nice car. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. When I lotion it up real nice, yeah.
Oh, no.